15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One thing I find very interesting and very sad, it tells you everything you need to know, is that this government, they have the hardest time in the world, trying to cut a few billion dollars, but they can spend $1 trillion in the blink of an eye, and it just doesn't make any sense.
There's somebody who's got something on the ball. Talk radio caller finds it kind of interesting that Congress has such a hard time trimming a couple of billion bucks off the budget, but they spend lots and lots of money very quickly, and that's where we start with that thought. In this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and talk television from both perspectives, that is the left and the right, and maybe there ought to be some points of view from the middle expressed. Help yourself to 800-510-8255 when you feel to. The story begins on the countdown with a clip from MSNBC and Tamron Hall talking to Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah about Senator Rand Paul urging the Republicans to vote against the budget agreement that was reached last week.
Senator Rand Paul is urging on colleagues in the Senate to vote against this deal that was struck on Friday, saying that it is not enough when it comes to cuts. He says the much ballyhooed 2011 continuing resolution will leave the federal government $1.6 trillion more than it takes in. Do you agree with him in that there should be a no vote on Thursday?
Well, he's right on that, but I just want to praise Speaker Boehner, because actually what he succeeded in doing in this matter is turning this around to where everybody now knows it's a matter of spending. It's not a matter of anything else. It's a matter of spending and borrowing and just wrecking this country. Now, as far as Senator Paul goes, I have some feelings that way, too. I don't think we've gone far enough.
So are you going to follow his lead and vote against the compromise?
Well, I don't follow anybody's lead around here, but I can say this, that I'm certainly looking at it. I'm not real happy about it because, like you say, it's just a speck in it's less than 1% of the total budget, and the budget's out of control right now. So I've got to look at it. I'm studying it, and I hope the president tomorrow comes up with a real plan rather than just a bunch of platitudes and then punting the ball away again and saying, you fix it, Congress. I think we've got to have presidential leadership to get anything done.
And Senator, with all due respect, the reason why I say following his lead is that Senator Paul is the person who put it in writing and sent out the letter to colleagues urging members of the Senate, especially Republicans, to vote against the deal. He's on record saying that he will vote against it. That's why I use the phrasing follow his lead. I also want to factor in, as you well know, we've discussed this before, that members of the Tea Party have set you up as a target, for lack of a better description, and that they believe you've compromised too much with Democrats in the past.
Well, of course, there are some who feel that way. There are others in the Tea Party who feel otherwise, who realize that my 34 years as a conservative have been pretty doggone solid years. But be that as it may, I make this decision after thoroughly looking at it. And as of right now, I'm worried about it not doing enough. And I think we've got to send some messages here to the administration and everybody else that we've got to really get serious about spending. And I think that's one thing that's coming out of this. Speaker Boehner deserves a lot of credit for getting that done.
800-510-8255. Enough being cut or not? That's basically the bottom line here, our discussion of the budget on the countdown. Up next, Tamron Hall got the other side of the discussion. Talked to a congressman, a Democrat from Missouri named Emanuel Cleaver, about Senator Paul's urging his colleagues to vote against the budget agreement.
We're still talking about this deal when there was great celebration on both sides Friday, late Friday night, early Saturday morning. And here we're hearing from Senator Rand Paul and some Republican members of the House who are already planning to vote against this deal. What do you make of what's happening now?
Well, the deal wasn't completely known until the White House and those who were involved began to leak the details out. In fact, most members of the House don't know exactly what was agreed to at this point, right now, live talking to you. So we know that some of the things that came out we're not particularly pleased with. One of them you just spoke about, and that is the deal allows Republicans to draw attention to some of their red meat social issues, one of them being the District of Columbia, restricting what the municipality can do. As a former mayor, I think it's absolutely insulting, particularly when you consider the fact that Republicans talk about limited government, and here they are imposing the will of the federal government on a municipality that was completely okay with paying taxes to provide services to women.
Well, Congressman Cleaver, some of the other details: the spending bill would maintain a maximum Pell Grant award for low-income students at $5,500, but it would end new Pell Grant programs for summer school students. We also talk about Planned Parenthood is no longer named specifically, but there are cuts to health services for family planning and places that provide family planning services outside of Planned Parenthood. With that said, here we are still talking about this agreement made Friday, and you have the debt ceiling battle, and we're waiting to hear what the president has to say about entitlements, cuts to perhaps Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and also, as I just said, a cut in taxes for people who make below $250,000. If we're still looking back at Friday, how could we ever expect as voters to see some kind of resolution or bipartisan agreement on those two very contentious issues moving ahead?
Well, I think that every member of Congress who is sane understands that we've got to cut the budget and we've got to reduce spending. The issue is whether or not we can do that without placing all of the burden on the backs of the vulnerable population. And the vulnerable population today is not, even though I represent the Congressional Black Caucus, just African Americans or Latinos. The vulnerable population includes people who were middle class just 2 years ago. They worked for the post office. They worked for municipal governments. They worked for the federal government. They worked for corporations that downsized. They're teachers, firefighters, police officers. And they've lost everything they have, including their homes. And we're saying, yes, we've got to balance the budget. We've got to reduce the deficit. And we're going to do it on the programs that you need in order to survive. And I can't vote for that, and I don't think many of the Congressional Black Caucus members nor the Hispanic Congressional Caucus are going to vote for it. And hopefully the people of goodwill are going to be absolutely against what is being left out here.
People of goodwill, isn't that an interesting phrase? People of goodwill. How about people of common sense? 800, what do we get out of them? 800-510-8255. Our focus is on the budget here in the countdown with your calls factored in a few moments. It's 14 past the hour here.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
800-510-8255. There's an urgency to all this. The discussion of the budget continues here on The Countdown with radio host Bob Connors, talking to a financial advisor named Michael Barnes about the budget agreement and what may be up next.
What's next? What can you tell us long term?
Well, long term, we've got to deal with the issue associated with our federal debt ceiling, which is effectively like the credit card limit for our entire nation. Around May 16th, we're expected to hit that limit. And so Congress over the next couple of weeks is going to be discussing what to do about reaching that limit. And if it's going to be raised, Republicans say it's got to be tied with significant spending cuts. Democrats, on the other hand, want a clean bill that would just raise the debt ceiling without any associated spending cuts.
So where are the sticking points going to be? The total amount, the amount cut?
The sticking point is going to be really the amount cut, because I think there's no doubt after last week's negotiations on the budget that Republicans are serious about cutting and that they are going to demand that there be some concessions on the part of Democrats in order to raise the debt ceiling. But the concern that I have is that even with last week's negotiations on the budget, the result was probably about a half day's worth of federal spending that they actually yielded in cuts. And that's not enough, frankly.
Perhaps it's because the public at large can understand things in the billions, but they may have a tough time getting around $14.3
trillion. It's a staggering number. I don't think that many of us can really understand the nature of billions, much less trillions. But I do understand that the public generally does not support raising the debt limit. I think they follow the types of principles that they would likely follow in their own household, which is that you don't spend more than you can afford. And if you've got a debt, you pay off that debt before you take on new obligations.
What about the president? Is he ready to accept long-term deficit reduction measures?
He has finally said that he's willing to consider the spending cuts associated with raising the debt ceiling, and then, of course, in negotiating next year's budget, he's willing to discuss finally some spending cuts, but he's also talking tax increases. And it's not a part of the comprehensive efforts of some of the House Republican leadership who are saying, let's look at some comprehensive tax reform and make the system fairer and then actually be able probably to collect more revenue as a result. He's saying, let's just raise taxes on the wealthy. And that's going to yield a very partisan debate, of course. And if he succeeds, then we'll just continue to have the same system that's broken, unfair, and is going to be inadequate ultimately over the long term.
Michael, what happens now with the people to the ultra-right? I don't want to say ultra-right. The Tea Party side beyond John Boehner.
Well, the Tea Party has a challenge before it because they rightly are committed to cutting spending, and they were sent to Washington to do so by the Tea Party supporters, but also by moderates and independents. The big issue for them is that they have got to steer clear of the social issues in addressing these spending cuts, because if they continue to press on things like abortion or the EPA funding or things that we saw come up in the news last week, they're going to lose the support of moderates and independents who don't agree with them. So their big challenge has got to be to focus on spending alone, do what the people sent them to do, and not be distracted.
Amen to that. There's so much discussion about some of this side stuff that'll derail them if they're not smart. Your call's coming up here on this. It's 21 after on The Countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on the budget. That's the big deal this week in conversation. There are other things going on for sure. Discussion about Japan. We'll get to some of that, and if we have time, in the Middle East. But for the most part, everybody is interested in the budget, the deals that can be or hopefully will be worked out. The IMF says there's an urgent need for our government to tackle the deficit. According to a lot of people, it's making folks around the world very nervous. ABC's Ann Compton talking now to host Dave Hogan about the president's upcoming speech and raising once again the debt ceiling.
When the White House yesterday used the term Armageddon to say that's the consequences, a biblical consequences, if the debt limit is not extended, you know they're talking seriously. Some Republicans using that term as well. The president's going to speak and make the case that, yes, he promises there will be future budget cuts coming. There will be plenty of government cuts. Just don't load it on something that would allow the federal government continue to borrow money so it can pay its daily obligations.
Yeah. However, you know, if this doesn't happen and we grind to a halt and go into default, it seems to me, one, there's the obvious that, oops, we got bills to pay. But two, the impact of this around the world, it seems to me, would be, well, maybe not catastrophic like Armageddon, would certainly be a black eye for the United States.
Well, it would, but, you know, Americans, those of us who are not economists have a little trouble getting our minds around just, you know, so what? What if the markets say, oh, the U.S. is screwed up again? Or, you know, does it really make that much difference? The experts say it really will. It'll make a difference in housing prices. It could weaken the U.S. economy just as it's coming out of recession. So they really do paint it in very dire circumstances. The president in his speech is going to take the long view. Look at it took years to get into deficits this deep. It'll take years to get out. And here's kind of how we can do it. But he will say that the clean vote is an important one on the debt ceiling. And this is a man who yesterday, the White House admitted, actually voted against raising the debt limit when he was a freshman senator and now says it wasn't a calculation. It was a mistake. They actually used the word mistake.
Mm. So in looking back then, of course, that was what? 5.5 years ago, and I'm not making excuses, but I mean, we are looking sort of at apples and oranges here, I suppose. But tell us.
Well, it would have been just as catastrophic then. And
yeah.
I got to tell you, in the years I've been here, the out of power party often votes against the against raising the debt limit, saying the party in power is screwed up and shouldn't let the government do this, shouldn't suspend so much. Look at the president's words back there. It's just exactly the words that Tea Party supporters are using now. The government's spending too much. There is no way to put the brakes on it unless you stop borrowing money.
I read somewhere that the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, the CEO, said that anybody who failed to raise the debt limit would be called, and that was his word, crazy. Do you agree? Or does the White House agree?
You know, I'm not an economist. Yeah. I can't agree or disagree. I do know that's what the experts are saying. Those who are politically impatient are saying, go ahead, make my day. Let the debt ceiling crash up, you know, the government spending crash up against it. Don't go on. It would force the United States to curtail payments. The trouble is, and that what the people in power say is, it would force them to curtail the important spending that needs to be done day, moment to moment, day by day. It wouldn't get rid of the wasteful spending.
Ann Compton talking to Dave Hogan on his radio program, 800-510-8255. We'll start taking your calls on this. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, has warned the size of our deficit risks creating instability in the financial markets. You couldn't live the way our government lives, right? We've been through any number of comparisons, and you look at the credit card that's been used. You wonder what these people are thinking. I wonder what kind of training Mr. Obama had as a child when it comes to financial responsibility. Ever wonder that? It may be an interesting reading or an interesting story. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you got to help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's now 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, and the focus here, at least for the next few minutes, are your calls on the budget mess, the budget situation, the budget deals, budget. It's like playing a game of Scrabble, in a sense. Ike is in Charleston, South Carolina. You're up first live. Ike, please go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Stevens. Let's see if I know.
I'll be Mr. Steffen. You can be Ike. I'll be Mr. Steffen. I'll be Doug. How's that?
Yeah, okay. And let me see if I can explain this real quick. I've been hearing this. Oh, if they ran their budget like we run our household. Okay, well, here's the deal. When you go into debt and you mortgage yourself for your house, just because you're in debt doesn't mean that you don't pay the water, that you don't pay the electric bill, that you don't buy food. You don't do anything other than pay the mortgage. You have to pay the maintenance fees, and you have to keep yourself alive.
Yeah, okay, but the thing about that, that's great, Ike, except that when you are borrowing for a mortgage, you have to be able to pay the mortgage back, and you can't. The problem that we've had in our country in the last couple of 3 years has been based on people borrowing money that they couldn't pay back. That's why we've had all the defaults. So if
My next point.
Okay.
And that's my next point. My next point is when you find yourself in a tight, your debt ratio is out of hand, you take your credit card and you put it in a drawer. That's true.
Yeah.
You want to use that little, if any at all. But at the same time, the next step that you do when you find yourself in a hole is you try to find a way to bring in more revenue to be able to meet your obligations. And that's the thing that we're avoiding here. And until we straighten that out, we're never going to get out of this hole.
So your suggestion is that we find more ways of bringing revenue in. What would be included in your list of bringing in more dough?
Well, it seems rather obvious. Every chart and every graph I've looked at, the top 5% and the corporations that get away with paying no tax and everything else that's going on, if they want shared sacrifice, they better get in the game because they ain't in the game right now.
Well, I think you might be right about corporations. Not so sure you're right about the top taxpayers. That's where investment, I mean, a lot of people just sort of forget this, or it comes easily to people who are on the left especially, who love to say that the people on the top need to spend or share more of their wealth. I never have understood that. Why? 800-510-8255. Ed is in Annapolis, Maryland. Thoughts up next on the budget.
I was a third-generation Republican, but quite frankly, there isn't a Republican anymore, a Republican Party anymore. They had no belief in the future of the country when they're taking money away from health and from education. They're talking, oh, we're going to save money for these generations to come. Well, quite frankly, if we don't educate the generations to come, we're a dead country. And the sooner the people realize that, the better off we are.
Well, sir, the problem with that thinking is that the education system has been funded by billions and billions and billions of your tax dollars and other Americans has failed miserably. So it's not just throwing money at it. That hasn't proven to work. It's fixing the problem, and that requires a whole different conversation. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Here's Robert right up the street from me here in Washington at Silver Spring, Maryland, with a fix.
Everyone, I believe, regardless of Democrat, Republican, I think everyone wants the deficit to be reduced. But I see that the problem is that, especially on the Republican side and with this budget, it seems like they do not believe in shared sacrifice, and they seem to want to put all the sacrifice on the middle class and working class people. You know, if they would focus on the tax breaks for the rich and these corporations, and if they would go into the military defense, we would have well over $100 billion to take care of any type of, you know, fraud as far as going towards a deficit reduction. You know, it's like they never want that shared sacrifice, and that is part of the whole problem. Ryan has not said anything about eliminating tax breaks for the rich or the corporations. Nothing whatsoever. He has said nothing about the military. And until we all, on all sides, start believing in shared sacrifice, we are going to continue to have these problems out here.
All right, 800-510-8255. Norma is in Illinois, kind of disappointed in the president.
I just want to say I was one of the Democrats who walked through Indiana many times in the snow without boots for Obama. He has been such a disappointment. What difference does it make what the Republicans put up? He's going to go along. He's going to be bipartisan. He's going to be a nice guy with a nice toothy smile. Well, I can tell you one thing. He ain't getting my vote or anyone I know. I wanted a president like FDR who had some balls. He doesn't have any.
Okay, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Hey, listen, she's telling it like it is. And there may be a lot to what she's saying. Donald Trump becoming a more serious candidate for the presidency. You think he's got him? Got a good hairdo. Anyway, everybody keeps teasing about that. Here's Sandra calling into the countdown from South Carolina.
I think that all of these people that are looking to reform the government are looking in the wrong direction. They need to start at the top, which is Congress and the White House, reduce their budgets, their employees, and all of this business with the chief of staff for John Boehner and for Reid and for Obama working out this deal. I'm sorry. The people who should be working out this deal are the people who were actually elected, not their employees, of which they have too many. They need to spend, legislatures need to spend more time in their districts so that people like me can go to their office and tell them, hey, you need to fix this. And they need to reduce all of the government across the board by, you know, 5 or 10% and bring every troop that we have overseas back home.
Hard to argue that with you, ma'am. I'm not sure that I would be against any of those things. What about you? You think Sandra has the right idea? 800-510-8255. The president and the members of Congress work for you, not for, well, I guess it depends on how much money they're getting from certain interests. You know what I'm talking about. Up next is Jay in Tennessee on the countdown. Please go ahead, sir. You're on live.
Yes, sir. I'll make my points fast. Actually, the people that think that rich need to be taxed more, the top 10% of earners actually pay more than 60% of the tax.
Actually, the number, Jay, is the top 1% pay almost, I think it's 74% of the tax,
yeah,
the dollar amount anyway.
I know, I wasn't sure of the exact number, but I didn't want to misquote it.
Yeah.
But as far as corporations go, corporations are also heavily taxed. And if they would give more breaks to corporations, then they would have more money to spend on employees. Thus, more jobs would be created.
Well, that's the push-pull. That's the thing. That's the yin and the yang of this. The people who invest in companies, the large earners who either have gained their wealth, not always, but many times they've had small businesses that have gotten larger and they've sold them and they have something to show for their work, for their investment, much more so than people who are just, and I don't mean this demeaningly, but if you're an hourly worker or you're a salaried worker and you didn't come up with the idea, your nose is not on the line. You know what I mean? Do you have, are you a small business person by chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm an independent contractor, and we've just opened up a cabin rental place down in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Okay, so then you know I'm the same way. My radio company is the only entrepreneurial radio company in the country. I own it, and I run it, and have a staff of people, and but there's nobody else doing it anymore. They're all bought out by the big companies. I'm too irascible, and nobody wants to buy. I don't want to be bought up, and I wouldn't work well in that circumstance. But
another thing I think here is, as far as Medicare and Medicaid go, I don't really think they need to cut that as much as they need to cut the fraud.
It's unbelievable. The waste in this, the corruption, the waste, the Department of Defense, why that has continued to be such a sacred cow. You talk about people.
I'll tell you another thing about defense is some of these trucking companies have independent contracts with the military. And while everybody else is out here running for $1.25, $1.30 a mile, trying to keep up with these diesel prices, these guys with these government contracts are pulling these loads for about $5 a mile.
Yeah. Great, huh? It's nice work if you can get it. Let's go into the trucking business. Maybe you got to be a Mexican, though, in order to make it work. And I don't say that to be a wise guy. That just happens to be the way it's working. David's in Concord, California, a small business person also. Is that right, David?
That's correct.
All right, so what are you paying in taxes? What kind of government interference do you have in your work from day to day?
Well, to tell you the long and short of it, I honestly think that the small business owners pay the wealth of the income tax. I don't think it's the rich, and I don't think it's the corporations. And this administration has literally strangled the small business owners to the point where I have laid off every employee except for one employee and myself.
Yeah, the regulations are stupid beyond that. They're insulting. It's like you haven't got a brain in your head. Regulations on top of regulations. That's really what the problem is in terms of spending. Let me get one more quick call in here on this. Butch in Camden, Indiana. Go ahead, sir. You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm just listening this evening to, you know, all this stuff. And like I said, you know, so many people don't understand, you know, I just like the size of government right now. Everybody's talking about cutting spending. What you don't hear about, we've got agencies on top of agencies.
Right. But the point that I just made in terms of regulation, re-regulation, over-regulation, that is part of the major deal here that needs to be addressed. Thanks for all your calls. We move on to Glenn Beck next on the countdown.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the fire just starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Glenn Beck has been the subject of lots of conversation. He's pretty controversial. One of the people talking about him recently is radio host Dave Boz, who believes that the left has orchestrated a boycott on advertisers that made Fox TV get rid of Beck.
It's not that the fact that it's leaving Fox that bugs me. It's this notion that more than 400 Fox advertisers told the company they didn't want commercials on the show. Now, yeah, I'm sure you're free to advertise wherever you want. You can pick your personalities and all this. But you just know right now there's a bunch of far lefties out there salivating over the fact that they managed to throw a fit and try and get back off the air, not through ratings. Even though they'll say, like the Seattle Times piece does here, that his ratings declined, But when you're declining from primetime numbers and at 5 o'clock, and you're still dominating the next two competitors combined, that ain't bad. So it's not like they defeated Beck in terms of audience. They're just defeating Beck in terms of not allowing advertisers to get to that audience. And basically the message from advertisers is this. It's, hey, something wrong with these people, right? Well, this is so bad we can't possibly advertise on it. And it just ticks me off because there's no consistency there. If you look around... television, network television, the entertainment shows and other things, all kinds of advertisers will go up. They'll advertise on a show that promotes all kinds of things that tear away at the fabric of Western civilization, that promote the kinds of things that mire people in poverty, that promote things that destroy families and other things. And look, I'm not saying that you can never have risque subject matter on television. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no consistency here. Oh, my gosh, Beck said something controversial. And the thing that's most often cited is that Obama, President Obama, had, quote, a deep-seated hatred for white people, unquote. And I keep thinking, okay, so you can't let go of that on Beck, but for some reason, President Obama gets the get-out-of-jail-free card for, you'll recall, when he was on the campaign trail, that statement where, I'll paraphrase, it was basically our troops in Afghanistan are over there bombing civilians. You know, there's bombings, that's what they're doing. Bunch of war criminals over there. So Obama can get a pass on that and get elected to the presidency of the United States, but soap companies or whatever can't advertise on Glenn Beck because he's critical of the president's worldview.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
24th.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so the focus here is on Glenn Beck and him leaving Fox News, wanting to start his own cable channel. A lot of people say a lot of things about Glenn Beck. He's an interesting fellow, has interesting things to say. I'll go through a couple of the things that he has said. We have actually put together some of Glenn Beck's greatest hits, which if you're a fan of Beck's, you may recall. We'll get to those in a moment. Here is his explanation for leaving the world of Fox.
This is something that I have been thinking about for a very long time. When Fox was generous enough to offer me the time at 5 o'clock, I originally didn't take him up on it. I turned him down. One of the reasons was I didn't want to do this. I hated doing it at the other place. This place is sweet in comparison. But I also knew, believe it or not, anybody who knows me in my real life is everybody. The wee little Aaron will tell you, too. I avoid confrontation like nobody's business. That's why I'm divorced. But it's also, I don't like it. I don't like conflict. But sometimes you have to stand. I took the job 2 years ago because I thought I had something important to share. I really thought that if I could prove my case that something wicked this way was coming, something in America was wrong, America would listen. And they have. I'm surprised at both the number that have and haven't, even with all of the facts. When I took this job, I didn't take it because it was going to be a career for me. Paul Revere did not get up on the horse and say, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. He didn't do it. He got off the horse at some point and fought in the Revolution. And then he went back to silversmithing. If you have watched this program, and you really, I ask you at times, hear me. You know what I believe is coming. If you watch tonight's show, I believe you know that I believe we're heading into deep and treacherous waters. It bothers me to be entering this phase and feel as though you might say, well, wait. I've been very clear with you. I've played my cards face up. We will find each other. I'm developing other content for Fox through specials and other things on television and beyond. I will continue to tell the story and I am going to be showing you other ways for us to connect. But I have other things to do. And not because it's good or bad for business, but I think you, out of all the people, will truly get this. Our only business is the business of freedom and our country at this time. It's why I told you about E4. I told you at the beginning of the year, prepare to be a leader. Educate yourself. Be the mouthpiece. Never rely on anyone else to spoon feed you. Now today, you have to carry more weight. You must know what you believe. You must be prepared to be the person that explains it to others. Fox is one of the only places you will find truth. Spread the word. Stick together. And together we will do the right thing for our country and for our world.
All right. Does it sound like there's a complex there? It's just an interesting character. Gets people to listen to him on the radio and watch him on television. Isn't that what it's all about? Whether it's him or whether it's something else, it's a show. It doesn't make much difference, really. 800-510-8255. From Gawker.com, here are some of Glenn Beck's greatest hits.
Are you ready to be that person that you were that day after 9/11? I'm sorry. I just love my country, and I fear for it. Obama wants to legalize the illegal aliens. Oh, but this made me laugh. When Barack Obama was on Jay Leno. Pirates? What? Army matey, and my parrot, too. Come on.
Shoot them in the head.
What else could I possibly do to the American people?
Gone.
Okay. All right. Oh. You ever just pictured Ted Kennedy naked? Jack's in the other room getting some hot cinnamon tea for me. We're all having hot cinnamon, aren't we, boys? And I've got breath implants, so let's go. And the stimulus is fantastic. Okay, Lord, just come on. Come on, bring it on. Let's go. Stop! We would like some sanity in our country for a second.
All right, and one of the things you pointed out recently, the president against offshore drilling for our country signed an order to loan $2 billion of our taxpayer money to a Brazilian oil exploration company to drill for oil off the coast of Brazil. The money is going to be spent to get oil out of the ground to be used in China, not the USA. Those are points, salient points, well made by Beck. 59 past the hour.